Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Coming up in this edition, election-related spending and revenue mobilization challenges highlighted as major risks to Ghana's credit ratings upgrade by Fitch and Moody's. Also in this bulletin, Bank of Ghana encouraged to publish punishments for board chairman of ADB Bank allegedly involved in a 2 million CD extortion to serve as a deterrent in the financial sector. Plus, Ghana Telecommunications Chamber announces almost telcos have completed talks to roll on 5G service platform scheduled for November 1, with the exception of one company still at the negotiation stage. We have these and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and looking at our stories. Election-related spending and challenges with revenue mobilization have been highlighted as one of the major risks to Ghana's credit ratings upgrade. That's a warning coming from Moody's and Fitch Ratings in their latest report on the country. More from George Yaffe.
The two agencies in their separate report noted that these are some of the indicators that could force them to downgrade Ghana's credit ratings in the coming months if things do not improve. Moody's, for instance, was worried about the possible pressures on the Ghana cedi now that the country has started servicing its debts due to the completion of the Eurobond debt restructuring deal. The agency also expressed concerns about how government is now dependent on expensive short-term borrowings to the treasury bill auction. It also maintained that it could be forced to review the ratings if the country struggles to secure cheaper source of funding to finance its operations. Fitch was also worried about the fiscal pressures that a new administration will have to deal with and the impact of this development on the economy and Ghana's ratings.
George Yaffe with that report. Senior banking and finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School, Dr. Benjamin Amoah, has urged the Bank of Ghana to publish punitive actions meted out to persons who break the central bank's rules. He made the call after the Bank of Ghana directed the board chairman of ADB Bank, Dasibre Ekwuamwai Japon II, to resign over allegations of 2 million cedis extortion made by businessman Collins Dakwa-Buaji, a director of Prehab Trading Limited. Dr. Amoah reiterated the need for the regulator to be firm in punishing offenders to serve as a deterrent.
You see, you need to send the information out, you need to send a signal clear to the public that things like this is not acceptable, and it is good that it is out, and we'll follow through to see what will actually happen in the end, because it's not just about coming out to the public to inform the public or something like this. We want to know what will happen, so that at least it will serve as a deterrent for future events that may likely happen in the lending space. We are just coming from banking sector cleanup, and similar issues were raised and assigned by the governor for the revocation of some licenses of some banks. So it is strange that for a bank that has been struggling like this, you can identify things like this taking place in such a bank. You know, it basically gives ample testimony about some of the dealings in the bank that is actually trickling down into the bottom line that is reported by this bank.
Dr. Benjamin Amwa is a senior banking and finance lecturer at the University of Ghana Business School. Now, the Institute of Chartered Accountants Ghana has renewed commitments to ensure that the Chartered Institute accountants are not involved in any form of financial malfeasance or unprofessional accounting practices. This is to ensure that international standards are adhered to at various corporate and public institutions across the country. President of the Institute, Augustine Addo, gave the assurance in an interview after a second admission and graduation ceremony in Accra. He said the Institute will continue to revoke licenses of members who fail to adhere to the rules of practice.
We have withdrawn some licenses. We have suspended some licenses. We have imposed pecuniary penalty on some people. We have sent letters of rebuke and various items. And so we have three statutory committees, one on public practice, one on discipline, one on regulation. And if there is any complaint on any practitioner, a member, it goes to the various committees. They sit on it, and if merit is established, the various sanctions will be applied.
You heard the president of the Institute of Chartered Accountants Ghana, Augustine Addo, there. To one of our lead story, the Ghana Telecommunication Chamber has disclosed that almost all the telcos are set to join the 5G service platform scheduled to start operations from November 1 this year. Speaking to Joy Business, the chief executive of the chamber, Dr. Ken Ashigbe, said talks are beginning or are being done between the individual telcos and the 5G platform operator. He announced that only one telco is yet to complete the discussion to be part of the platform when it starts on November 1.
I think most of the telcos are on board. There are some of them who also conversations are going on. Conversations have not been concluded yet. You know that this definitely is going to be there have to be some commercial arrangements between if you are providing a platform and then you are asking others to come and use it, then the commercials would have to be good before you know, you'll be able to conclude that. So I am pretty sure that those conversations are ongoing. When it comes to a lot of the commercial things for the chamber, you know, it's not one of the things for chamber members, it's not one of the conversations you hold. You know, so I individually, I'm sure they are having their conversation, but I know for one of the members, they are still in discussions.
Chief Executive of the Chamber, Dr. Ken Ashigbe, speaking there. To some other stories, the UK Ghana Chamber of Commerce has bemoaned the decline in investments from the United Kingdom for the second and third quarters of 2024. Executive Director for the Chamber, Ajoba Chiyama, attributed the decline to the current economic downturn, but expressed confidence in a turnaround soon for investors. She spoke to Joy Business at the Chamber's Teen Up for Growth initiative.
Recently, it's been very difficult. We know what the economic climate is, you know, so there hasn't been as much interest as previously. We live in hope, so we're hoping that things will get better. This second half of the year, we're seeing increased interest. We are getting inquiries for due diligence, for introductions to potential business partners. So we are hopeful that the tide is turning.
Ajoba Chiyama is the Executive Director for the UK Ghana Chamber of Commerce. Time now for Pension Tip on Money Lab, and our resource person from Enterprise Trustees tells us why you should sign up for a pension plan.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Nana Asante Amwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. How well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Signing up for a personal pension is a crucial step in securing your retirement. Choose a plan aligned with your retirement goals and make regular contributions towards it. Seek professional advice from any of the NPRA licensed corporate trustees for a tailored strategy that aligns with your retirement goals. As Harry Fostick said, don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
Gone by was Nana Asante Amwaku, the head of consumer experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited, with today's edition of Pension Tip on MoneyLab, explaining to us why you should sign up for a pension plan. Ending the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money Emergency Number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kujobaka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.